Random House Audio presents Fire in the Blood by Irene Nemirovsky, translated by Sandra Smith, read for you by Mark Bramhall. Chapter 1. We were drinking a light punch, the kind we had when I was young, and all sitting round the fire, my Erard cousins, their children, and I. It was an autumn evening. The whole sky red above the sodden fields of turned earth. The fiery sunset promised a strong wind the next day. The crows were cawing. This large, icy house is full of draughts. They blew in from everywhere with the sharp, rich tang of autumn. My cousin Hélène and her daughter Colette were shivering beneath the shawls I'd lent them, cashmere shawls that had belonged to my mother. They asked how I could live in such a rat-hole, just as they did every time they came to see me. And Colette, who is shortly to be married, spoke proudly of the charms of the Moulin Neuf, where she would soon be living, and, "Well, I hope to see you often, Cousin Silvio," she said. She looked at me with pity. I am old, poor and unmarried, holed up in a farmer's hovel in the middle of the woods. Everyone knows I've traveled, that I've worked my way through my inheritance. A prodigal son. By the time I got back to the place where I was born, even the fatted calf had died of old age, after waiting for me so long in vain. Comparing their lot with mine, the Erards, no doubt, forgave me for borrowing money I had never returned, and repeated after their daughter, "You live like an animal here, you poor dear. You should go and spend the summer with Colette once she's settled in."